This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Bus and Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia commends LCC's introduction of digital payments. ZEHES commends Ministry of Finance for opening the 2027 national budget submission process. In foreign news, Romania has called for stronger air defense support. And in sports, Senegal edged Morocco on penalties to reach under 17 AFCON final. And now the news in detail. The Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, says it believes there was a deliberate plan by some government officials to prevent the party from filing in its presidential and general election nominations. In a press briefing held in Lusaka today, PEP presidential candidate Engineer Chanda Katotowe and running mate Sean Tembo allege that unauthorized changes were made to the party's records at the Registrar of Societies under the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security. The party has since described the incident as a calculated move aimed at blocking its participation in the 2026 general elections and has questioned why some UPND parliamentary candidates went unopposed after PEP candidates allegedly failed to file nominations. The party says it engaged both local and international stakeholders, including the President of the United States, in a bid to resolve the matter and ensure its candidates filed in their nominations for the 2026 general elections.
We wish to categorically state that this unauthorized alteration of our party records to prevent us from filing in our nomination is not about political gimmicking. It is not about mingalato. It is about brazen and shameless criminality. This is crime, pure and simple. It is simply just crime. We wish to promise those government officials that have been involved in this criminality that we shall hold you accountable at the right time. This prompted us to write to the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, on 22nd May 2026, requesting for his intervention. Unfortunately, we wish to confirm that to date there has been no response.
The Bus and Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia has commended the Lusaka City Council's move to introduce digital payment systems across its services, saying it will help reduce cases of pilferage and improve accountability within the council. Association National Coordinator Sydney Mbewe says the initiative will enhance transparency, as eliminating cash handling will make it easier to trace and account for all revenue collected. However, Mr. Mbewe has advised the council to also prepare for the challenges that may come with such a major transition, urging authorities not to focus only on implementation but also on addressing any operational difficulties that may arise. He further says the migration will help improve monitoring of payments at bus stations, bringing order and discipline, as drivers who do not comply with payment requirements will be denied access. He has since urged bus drivers at stations to prepare adequately for the upcoming shift.
City Council that it will be migrating from cash to digital payment systems within all its facilities and also connecting all its incomes to that system will provide accountability and transparency in which the manner the Lusaka City Council mobilizes its funds. As you are aware, most councils have been accused of not being able to account for most of the money that it accumulates and most of it going to council employees. I think this announcement it has made should have worked around all these challenges that
response, Pamozi Alliance says it has taken note of the petition seeking the disqualification of more than 100 independent parliamentary candidates from the August 13, 2026 general elections. The Alliance says while they fully respect the right of citizens to seek legal remedies and the independence of the judiciary, they are concerned by a growing trend of attempting to settle political contests in courtrooms rather than at polling stations. It says many of the affected independent candidates are on the ballots because citizens in their constituencies endorsed them and signed their nomination papers after they were not adopted by political parties.
Leaders be chosen by voters or removed before voters have an opportunity to decide. That's a very important question. Tonse Pamozi Alliance believes democracy is strengthened by greater choice, broader participation, and fair competition. Strong democracies trust their citizens. As this matter proceeds, we urge all institutions to uphold both the Constitution and the democratic principle that sovereignty belongs to the people. Power belongs to the people. Let candidates campaign, let voters decide, let democracy prevail. Not manipulations through the courts of law.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHES, has commended the Ministry of Finance and National Planning for opening the 2027 National Budget Submission Process to the public. ZEHES Executive Director Clarence Muziamba says inviting citizens, civil society, academia and the private sector to submit proposals is a positive step towards inclusive and transparent budgeting. Mr. Muziamba says it strengthens ownership of the national development agenda and ensures that the budget reflects the real needs of Zambians. He, however, says for meaningful participation to occur, citizens need access to the same information that guides government decision-making.
As this, we therefore call on the Minister of Finance to urgently release the budget issues paper outlining the economic context, fiscal constraints and policy priorities for 2027. Two, mid-year budget performance and evaluation papers showing how funds allocated in 2025-2026 have been utilized, what results were achieved and where gaps remain. Without these documents, public submissions risk being speculative rather than evidence-based. Release of the papers will enable citizens to make informed, targeted recommendations that improve value for money and service delivery. Budget making is not a closed process. When citizens understand the trade-offs and performance data, they contribute solutions, not just demands.
Governance activist Isaac Manza has filed a petition in the Constitutional Court seeking a declaration that Socialist Party President candidate Dr. Fred Membe's running mate Dolika Banda does not possess a Grade 12 certificate or its equivalent as required under Articles 100, 110 and 266 of the Constitution. Mr. Manza is also seeking a declaration that Ms. Banda's nomination for the August 13, 2026 general election is invalid. The petitioner further argues that the nomination of Dr. Fred Membe as president should also be declared invalid because the presidential ticket is joint and inseparable under Article 110 of the Constitution. He is seeking a court order under Article 52(6)(b) disqualifying Dr. Membe and Ms. Banda from participating in the presidential election scheduled for August 10, 2020. According to the petition, the Cambridge OCR General Certificate of Secondary Education obtained by Ms. Banda in 1978 is not equivalent to a Grade 12 certificate. Mr. Manza has cited the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, as the third respondent and the Attorney General as the fourth respondent. We now take a break. To stay tuned.
Start your day informed. the Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United